Thank you for taking the time to listen to 3 Easy Ways to Be Confident and Empowered Now. Are you feeling unseen, lost, or unheard? Do you find it difficult to speak up? Are you supporting everyone else but never showing up for yourself? Do you hang back and say yes when you actually mean no? If you have said yes to any of these, then this audio is for you. I will show you easy and clear techniques that will set you up to be empowered in any situation. I'm Belinda, the Midlife Mentor. I'm an author, midlife coach, and founder of the Feminine Empowerment Academy, helping women to unlock their feminine empowered self and make midlife their best life yet. We live in a society where we as women disempower ourselves and other women. Disempowerment leads to a feeling of helplessness, not being good enough, comparison, lethargy, sadness, and doubt. In this free audio, I will guide you through some easy and clear tools that can help you to be empowered in any situation. You will take away effective techniques to establish healthy boundaries, learn how to be proactive and not reactive, discover a new superpower, and understand the importance of being empowered in any situation. First, let me explain something to you. Have you ever really thought about confidence? What it is and how people get it? Most people don't take time to ponder this idea of confidence. Most of us are told from a young age what confidence is and if we have it or not. You know the kind of thing. Maybe when you were growing up, someone said, "No, you're doing it all wrong. Give it to me." Or worse still, "Give it to your brother. He knows how to do it." Right? As our confidence plummeted, the message of, "You are not good enough," landed loud and clear, leaving us to take a back seat just in case we got it wrong. In our competitive society of more, so many of us just don't feel like we're enough, especially with the media slamming it in our face. Everywhere we look, advertising tells us we're not enough without their product. A lack of self-confidence makes you feel inferior to others and unsure of your opinions, capabilities, and worth. It's time to value yourself and start believing in you. It's time for you to be empowered and confident in yourself. But here's the thing. Real confidence isn't what we were brought up to believe it is. The overinflated confidence of the ego is what we were told confidence was. But this is just a technique of putting others down to make yourself feel superior. And why do you need to feel superior? Because you are insecure about your own abilities. This is not real, authentic confidence. This is fake confidence, a learned technique, a mask, an act. This is the way to inflate your ego and can lead to narcissism. I know, I have been there. So what's authentic confidence and why is it important, I hear you ask? Authentic confidence is about knowing yourself, valuing yourself, and feeling good about you. Feeling good about yourself is an inside job. It's not just about behaving confidently, which can be an act. It's about building true self-esteem so that you can handle rejection and compliments and do what feels right for you. This is the basis of empowerment, which is the process of becoming stronger and more confident in your own values and abilities, which in turn makes you feel brave and better about yourself. And how do you do that? I'm going to show you by taking you through the following three easy ways to be confident and empowered now. 1. Get an empowerment buddy. 2. Build brilliant boundaries. 3. Embrace a new superpower. Each of these three ways can be used individually, but when practiced together, will give you a solid foundation to feel confident and empowered in any situation. Number 1, empowerment buddy. Find yourself an empowerment buddy. Someone you already know, a friend or colleague who also wants to be more empowered. Commit to supporting each other in a positive way. That's not moaning or gossiping with your empowerment buddy. Yes, you can share your worries or concerns, but just make sure you have the intention of having only uplifting outcomes and conversations. Speak often with your empowerment buddy about what uplifts you, and of course, these three steps or ways to boost your self-confidence. Number 2, build brilliant boundaries. Start to find out what's okay and what's not okay for you. Make a list called My Personal Boundaries. For example, write down, it's not okay for Sue to call me only when she wants me to do something for her. Or maybe, it's okay for me to sit down and relax by reading for 1 hour. It's self-care. Then begin to put these personal boundaries from your list in place, one at a time, step by step. Boundaries need to be a constant habit. If you haven't gotten into the habit yet, now is the time to change that. Become aware and start putting some boundaries in place. And remember to practice them by sticking to them and sharing them with your empowerment buddy. Number 3, embrace a new superpower. Yes, you get to learn a superpower. This superpower is compassion and can only be used as a superpower if you use it. Compassion is a superpower that most people don't know about. It is your biggest secret tool to empowerment, and I can't stress enough how well it works. We all need to embrace compassion. This is the antidote to criticism, which is something the world has far too much of. Compassion allows you to see a whole new perspective on a situation, to enjoy a sense of inner calm. Self-compassion is key here too. Start to journal about how compassionate you are being to yourself and others. Journaling is literally just writing down your thoughts and feelings. And just a note, compassion is not to be confused with sympathy. Google it if you want to find out the difference. So by taking all of these three ways and practicing them, you'll be taking action to start and create a better relationship with yourself, one that is growing and nurturing an authentically confident you. One that knows what feels okay and not okay, and one that has healthy boundaries in place. One that has the superpower of compassion and knows how to use it without worrying about what others may think. one that feels confident and empowered. Much love and happiness. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.